Blue Glow by R.B. Russell. Read by Mark Young. David Riley knew that he spent rather too much time watching the world go by as he worked at his desk in the window of his shabby flat. He looked down on a busy city street, and in a couple of months he had come to recognise the familiar faces of those who lived and worked there. By their routine, he could tell how the hours in the day were progressing. It was all mundane stuff. People in shops and offices coming and going, deliveries being made, and residents leaving and returning to their homes, like his, above the slightly tawdry businesses that lined the pavements. When David first moved in, he had been distraught, but soon began to feel a certain contentedness. Everything had been greatly simplified by his divorce, the failure of his business, and his subsequent bankruptcy. It had been a painful, purgative process. But he believed that he had come out of the other side of it all somehow refreshed and ready to start his life again. It was liberating to have lost his debts and the personal and business complications that had surrounded his previous existence, and it was similarly cathartic to find himself without any real possessions. He had no commitments or obligations to anyone, and most important of all, for his peace of mind, he had also left behind him the creative drought that had been so damaging to his old business. He might now be working freelance for somebody else, but his new job was genuinely interesting, and he was good at it. But no matter how absorbing his work, he could only stare at the computer screen for so long before he had to look away and rub his eyes. He had just turned 50 and acknowledged that he had to take regular breaks. Working from home certainly helped. There was nobody to notice if his mind wandered, and he spent rather too long, aimlessly, staring out of the window. And it was one day, as he was doing this, that he saw the man whom he later believed was called Tedor Pienkowski. This man, on the pavement opposite, was in his 30s, wearing sunglasses, and he was casually but expensively dressed. David didn't know why he had caught his attention. Perhaps he had seen him before. The man walked with a certain confidence, almost a swagger. He had his hands in the pockets of light-coloured trousers, and David could see that his shirt was hanging out at the front. He was obviously happy, carefree, being light on his feet and almost dancing along the pavement. His head was down under a hat, but David almost fancied that he could tell the man was singing to himself. He wore a fleece under what looked like a very expensive jacket, and the collar of the fleece was turned up in a way that David's ex-wife would have frowned upon. It was this man's ease that caused him to stand out from the other passers-by. As the man...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?